For domestic dogs, the daily walk is much more than exercise or a bathroom break. Walks reinforce social hierarchy or who's in charge. The change of scenery keeps canine minds sharp and reduces behavior problems due to boredom. The staff at Costa Rica's largest dog shelter uses walks to achieve another goal, an adventure they hope will inspire humans to end dog homelessness. Join Gabby, Kassel and Cara on the most epic dog walk you'll ever experience. Here, it's about more than just saving dogs. It's about teaching humans what it feels like to earn a dog's love.
It touches you when you realize they actually love you. When you say come, they all follow you.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together. There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live.
I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Not all dogs roaming the streets of Costa Rica are homeless. In addition to the 1 million true strays, it is also not uncommon to see what are called community dogs. These dogs aren't tied or fenced in a particular yard, but get the love and care they need from several neighbors. Staff at Territorio de Zaguatas, or Land of Strays, have taken that idea to the extreme, as their small staff care for anywhere from 700 to 1,200 dogs at a time. It's like one big happy family.
So we get up 5 a.m. in the morning to start with their daily care, feed them. They eat dog food. There are currently 700 dogs, so they eat about 10 sacks of 30 kilograms of dog food a day.
Wow.
Then we do everything else, like taking them for a walk.
How many times do they go out?
Once per day on a very long walk. A very, very long walk. We go out at 9 a.m. and come back at noon.
3 hours?
3 hours, running up the mountains. We do many things.
I love how they all are living together. And just a couple of minutes before, I jumped and a dog was scared. And then the other one came like, oh, what are you doing to her? You know, it's like a big family.
I thought, you know, there might be more fighting, but it's like they're building this hierarchy thingy. So I think it's very impressive. And many get adopted, so they have a future. They have that, you know, great dog family and playmates, and then, you know, they go and maybe get to a new family in a while.
Territorio de Zaguatas welcomes visitors not only to facilitate adoptions, but also to educate the public. The dogs benefit from some extra human attention, while people get to see just how serious the problem of dog overpopulation is firsthand and learn what can be done to solve it.
The goal is to try to stop so many dogs from suffering on the street by getting people to sterilize their dogs or get them castrated in order for them to stop suffering so much, right? That is the goal of Territorio. Is that many people will think and say, okay, let's neuter them all, so we won't have any more stray dogs.
Choosing not to spay or neuter your pet is a choice to allow the problem to grow exponentially. Each female dog can have a litter of 5 to 6 puppies at a time. In the worst case scenario, these puppies are harmed or turned out onto the streets. At best, they are adopted or put in a shelter, taking the place of another dog that is already on the streets and could have been rescued.
I think it's our responsibility as humans to take care of animals, and I think it's very important that we have places like that.
Humans need to make a choice. Animals in the wild, they manage themselves in terms of population. But for dogs and cats, humans keep breeding them and breeding them. Then we don't sterilize the ones we keep as pets. So no wonder there's a problem of dog overpopulation in this country and almost every country. I think we need to take responsibility for them and not let the animals suffer on the streets.
What does this place mean to you?
For me, this place means it touches you. You realize that they actually love you. When you say come, they all follow you. They all love you. And when you leave on vacations or whatever, you feel like something's missing. And so, when you come back, you feel happy here.
Just like their wild ancestor, the wolf, domestic dogs have maintained a strong desire to form close bonds with familiar individuals. This is why some dogs even experience anxiety if left alone while their owners are at work all day. And for people who really love their dogs, the attachment is mutual.
We rescued Caleb in Cartago. When we rescued him, he had a chain around his neck. When he saw me, he did like this. He wanted me to let him loose, and so I did. I brought him here, and that dog started following me. He used to follow me everywhere. He became fond of me more and more. And then he got sick. I used to be with him in the room the whole night. And then one day, I left at 3 a.m. and he passed away. It made me very sad. I took him out, gave him a bath, and buried him around here. There are many stories like that, but we sometimes don't know how to tell them because they affect us for real.
Okay,
that's enough emotions. It's time for some adrenaline.
Bueno, les cantamos. Calma, calma. Hey, hey.
What is amazing to see the energy when the dogs come running and, you know, when they play and run and enjoy. And it's also interesting to see how they adjust. You know, some are friends, some are not so close, so they kind of find their space in the family, in a huge family. And it's like with humans, you know, we like people and some people we don't like so much, but we still belong together. And we need each other. So it's a great experience to see that in the dogs.
Okay, here we are on the mountain. Here's where we come to run with them all day. You see all these kids here? They come to burn calories, to burn energy with us. Us too. We come to do a little bit of exercise, and we come to have a good time with them.
And if they don't run and stay in the cage, they go crazy?
Yes, if they're in the cage and we don't run, they start wanting to come out, always saying, take us out, let's go, it's time, come on. That's why they're always hyper.
Running with the dogs I felt free like a wild wolf in the jungle, in the forest. Even with all the dust, with the dogs like all around your legs. Maybe I was in need of that, feeling of freedom. Was marvelous.
We run, we walk, we stroll. It's home for them because they have good time here. We take care of them and give them the love they need that nobody else gives them in the streets. We give it to them here.
This is wonderful. The first moment, I didn't know what to feel. It was really difficult because in my mind, I was thinking, well, this is good. I mean, it's good that they help the dogs, but everywhere in my heart, I was seeing the pain, and that's hard to process, you know. But I had a thought that I really liked it, and it is about God and how people working here never stop looking for the dogs that need help. I think God does the same thing with us, and also they see every dog as unique, every dog as what they can be later. And I think God does the same with us. Maybe we feel weak, we feel like we cannot do it anymore, and nobody is giving us love, but God goes and try to find us and take us with him and give us the love we need.